A business is only as good as its foundation. If you are starting a business with marketing, you have none. There is a hierarchy to how a business earns its place in the world. It has three levels, each one dependent on the one above it, each one useless without the foundation beneath it. Most businesses operate it in reverse. They spend the most money at the bottom, something at the middle, and almost nothing at the top. Then they wonder why growth is expensive, loyalty is shallow, and every marketing campaign feels like starting from scratch. The hierarchy is this: branding first, graphic design second, marketing third, in that order, for that reason, always. Branding is the foundation. I have stated this in other articles, and I will state it again here, because it is the premise everything else in this series depends on. Branding is not a logo. It is not a color palette. It is not a tagline, a mission statement, or a brand guidelines document. Branding is the answer to the only question that matters before any other creative or commercial decision gets made. Who are you? What do you stand for? Who do you stand for it with, and why should someone choose you over every other option available to them? That question sounds simple. Answering it with precision and honesty is the hardest thing a business can do, because the answer has to be specific enough to mean something and true enough to be kept. A brand that claims to stand for quality, innovation, and customer service has not answered the question. Every brand in every category makes those claims. A brand that can articulate in specific and defensible terms the particular kind of person it exists for and the particular promise it makes to that person has done the work. Everything else in the business flows from that answer. Without it, nothing downstream works properly. Design has no identity to translate. Marketing has no position to amplify. The business has a product and a presence, but no coherent reason for existing in the consciousness of the people it needs to reach. It is not a business problem yet. It is a foundation problem. And you cannot fix a foundation problem by laying more floor tiles. Graphic design translates the brand into language. Once the brand exists, once there is a clear, specific, defensible answer to who this is for and what it promises, graphic design does the work of making that invisible thing visible. It takes the positioning, the personality, the emotional territory the brand has claimed, and it renders those things in form, color, typography, layout, imagery, and motion. It creates the visual and verbal language through which the brand speaks to its audience without saying a word. Design without brand strategy is decoration. It can be beautiful decoration. It can be award-winning decoration. It communicates nothing specific to anyone in particular because there was nothing specific to communicate. The designer made aesthetic decisions in the absence of strategic ones, and the result is work that looks good and does nothing. This is the most common failure mode in small business design. A business owner hires a designer, gives them a mood board and a preference for blues, and receives a logo and a website that reflect the designer's interpretation of a vague brief. The work is clean. The work is professional. The work says nothing about who this business is, what it stands for, or why the person looking at it should care, because nobody answered those questions before the design work began. When design follows brand, the relationship inverts. The designer is not interpreting a vague mood. They are solving a specific communication problem with specific constraints and a specific audience in mind. Every decision has a test. Does this serve the brand or not? The result is work that does not just look right. It works. It communicates. It builds recognition over time because every touch point is expressing the same underlying idea in a consistent visual language. That consistency is what turns design work into brand equity. Marketing distributes the message. Marketing is the amplification layer. It takes what the brand has defined and what design has made visible, and it puts those things in front of the right people at the right moment through the right channels. Done well, it accelerates everything the brand and the design have built. Done without either of those foundations, it accelerates nothing. It is a megaphone broadcasting static, louder and further than before. Here is the thing most marketing-first businesses never reckon with. Marketing is optional. Not optional in the sense that growth is optional, but optional in the sense that paid marketing is one of many mechanisms for growth, and for many business models, it is not the most effective or efficient one. Referral-driven businesses grow because their brand promise is so clearly kept that customers become advocates without being asked. The brand is the marketing. Product-led businesses grow because the product experience itself proves the brand's value better than any campaign could. The product is the marketing. Partnership-driven businesses grow through relationships and distribution agreements that extend the brand's reach without a media budget. The relationship is the marketing. In every one of these cases, the brand is doing the foundational work. The design is making that brand legible and consistent across every touchpoint. The marketing budget is zero or close to it, and the business is growing because the foundation is solid. Strip away the marketing, and those businesses still function. That is the proof that marketing is the roof, not the ground. The businesses that cannot survive without a constant spend on paid marketing are usually the ones that skipped the brand work. The campaign generates traffic. The traffic converts at whatever rate the unconvincing brand allows. The campaign ends and the traffic stops because there is nothing underneath it holding the audience's attention. The next campaign begins. The cycle continues. The brand never compounds because there is no brand to compound. The inversion most businesses live in. Most businesses discover the hierarchy in the wrong direction. They start with marketing because marketing feels like action, and action feels like progress. They run ads, post content, email lists, sponsor events. Some of it works well enough to continue. Some of it does not work at all, but it is hard to know why, so they test more variables and run more campaigns. Eventually, they notice the design is holding them back. The logo looks cheap. The website does not convert. The materials look inconsistent across channels. So they hire a designer, get a new logo, rebuild the website. The design improves. The metrics improve slightly. Something still feels off, but they cannot name it. What they cannot name is the absence of a brand. The design is better now, but it is still translating nothing into something, just more professionally. The marketing is amplifying a cleaner aesthetic. The audience still has no reason to choose this business over every other option available to them, because nobody has ever answered that question clearly enough for the answer to travel. The fix is not another campaign. The fix is not a rebrand in the design sense. The fix is going back to the foundation and doing the work that should have come first, answering, with precision and honesty, who this brand is for, what it promises them, and why that promise is worth keeping. The order of operations. Build the brand, then design the system that expresses it. Then, and only if the strategy calls for it, market. That last clause matters. Marketing is a tool, not a mandate. The right question is not how much to spend on marketing, but whether marketing is the right lever for this business at this stage given this strategy. For some businesses, the answer is yes, heavily and immediately. For others, the answer is not yet. For others, still, the answer is never. Because the brand is strong enough, and the product is good enough, and the distribution is direct enough that paid marketing would be redundant. The businesses that answer that question correctly are the ones that built the foundation first. They know what the brand is. They know who it is for. They know what the design is communicating. So when the marketing question comes up, They can answer it strategically instead of reflexively. They are not spending on marketing because it feels like progress. They are spending or not spending because they understand the role marketing plays in the specific strategy they are executing. A house built from the roof down collapses. Not immediately, the roof can hold for a while on its own. But eventually, the absence of a foundation becomes the only thing the structure is about, and no amount of new roofing material fixes a house with no ground to stand on. Start with the foundation. Build it first. Build it like everything else depends on it, because everything else does. From yours truly, Josh Pears. Thanks for listening. Find more about me at joshpears.com.